Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom.
Oh. Shabbat Shalom.
My people, I love you.
We're Shabbat family. Shalom. Shabbat
yeah,
Shalom.
You and me.
Hey.
We'll make it through
Shalom.
It all. No matter what.
Welcome, everybody. Shabbat Shalom. Pastor Rod, you with us today?
Amen.
Hey, sir, how you doing? Shabbat Shalom. Welcome, everybody.
Shalom, my brother.
To another beautiful day today, another beautiful situation to be in life, to be living. Some people ain't living out here. So we welcome you all back to the show that we came up together called Does It Make Sense? I am, again, your brother, Yashir. This is Pastor Rod, the man. I love you, sir, all the time. And we back at it again, y'all. Hey, we back to do it again, man. We back to do it again. Hope y'all had a good time the first time, like we did.
Amen.
I had a good time. I don't know what y'all, but it was fun to me. And it's good to always have fun and have any conversation about what we're talking about. And it'd be fun.
Amen.
You know, have a good conversation. It's always cool, man. So, but anyway, we went over, who was that, sir? Genesis 1 through... 4, I think we said this, 4. And
yes,
I was digging the format, everybody, and I was like, I like it. But you know how you be putting furniture in your house, and then, you know, you got to move a chair this way, and the couch over there, kind of that way to make it perfect. So when the game is on, everybody can see. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's the way I, you know, envision my man cave one day, sir. Hopefully I can get that done. But so I want to do something different, you know. I want to do something different today, and we're trying to master the situation and get this information out as best as we can. And so we're gonna do something a little different. We was doing like a first little quarter straight read, and that's good. But I kind of want to incorporate a way for us to be talking. It's like, so I don't know if y'all ever spoke to them pastors, right? You start to speak to a pastor or someone deep in the word, and it be seeming like these people are just so out of touch. And the words. And they be real deep in it. You be like, why you acting like that? For real, you know, that sounds crazy. But it's really not crazy when you understand the deep ramifications of something, because you done read one thing that showed you this thing and that thing, and now it makes sense to that person. But to you looking at them like, what's going on? So the key to that is knowing all the nuggets. You gotta get the nuggets in this book. It's a chain link fence. So you got to get the nuggets to put the link fence together so you understand the story. Does that make sense, Pastor Rod? Pastor Rod, you with me, sir? There you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir.
That makes
Amen.
Sense what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All right,
yes,
cool. So we're going to recap last week's show, y'all. We stopped about Genesis 1 to 4. I'm going to go ahead and go back to Genesis 1, and we're going to just flow through some nuggets in there. We found out that, you know, in the first chapter, the Most High, he made the heaven and the earth, and it was basically a big old blob of water. He put some air in it, right, and he shined some light on it. That was the first couple of days. Then he made some herbs. Then he made some sea creatures, You know, the sun and moon was in the middle of the week. Then, you know, we learned that the day started at night and then ended in the day. So, like, the light part of the day is technically the second half of the day, not the first half. You remember that said when he was saying evening and morning were the first day?
Amen. 6
okay.
p.m. All right.
Yeah, so we got a little bit of that. When I found that out, that really shocked my mind that, you know, a day does not start at 12 a.m. in the morning. It does not start then. It starts technically at the beginning of the evening. So darkness is the first part of the day, and light is the second part of the day. But we told on your phone and your calendar and your school that, you know, a day starts in the middle of the night. That's in the middle of something else. You know, it's
Correct.
Called night, and you're going to start in the middle. The Father said he's going to start at the beginning. So, you know, we found that out. Then we went to the second chapter. Boy, my bad. He went from the fish in the sea, the birds, then he went beast on the ground, right? Then he made Adam and Eve, he made man. Then we go into the second chapter. When we went into the second chapter, he said something special about the seventh day of the week. You know, we went over that. Then he went into the fourth chapter when he was talking about, like, him actually making, you know, Adam and Eve. When he put the garden down, he put the garden down. Look, I found something too, sir, the other day. Not the other day, but a little early, excuse me, sir. But technically, we had a job. He gave man a job in the beginning of the book, in the second chapter. So if you ain't got a job, we need to work on that as a man to be, you know, compliant to what he was saying, you know what I'm saying? Because it's, I don't know, it's just these nuggets I'm talking about, sir. Is this making sense what I'm saying, sir? I don't want to be over nobody's head right now. Is this make sense to you?
Well, it makes sense to me, but, you know, you may need to explain to the people, you know what I'm saying? Because we got to, we talking to them, not to each other, so, you know what I'm saying?
All right, you're right. Okay, well, let's break it down. Okay. Well, it seems like, let me repeat that again. So, again, in the second chapter, he was bringing man and woman together, right? He made man, then man had the first surgery. I don't know if y'all know that, but he put him to sleep. When you go to the doctor's office, they put you, they do what? They put you to sleep. You see how the world is copying stuff? It's right written in the book that you got in your car window when you ride to the store, or maybe in your living room in a nice case. That's the first surgery. He went to sleep, then he took a rib out, then he made a woman, right? But he commanded man. So it was a little something that's going to happen in the third chapter that we got to see here. And he commanded the man. He gave him directions when he made him. See, he said, let me go down. Let me see where we at. Let's get down to the rib, 20, verse 23 of chapter 2. And me was, okay, they got the first marriage from verses 23 to 25. Talks about the first marriage. When he made the woman, he brought her. He walked her down the aisle to her husband, Adam. And Adam married her. She became his wife. That's why we do that thing. But chapter 3 was real powerful too, sir, because it was talking about the serpent. The whole situation or why we in the situation we in. And there's other books as well that give us a deeper understanding of the full backdrop of the scenery around the scene of, you know, Adam and Eve and the snake. You know, other things that we can research, y'all. I don't know if y'all book nerd worms out there, but there are books you can read that give you a good understanding of something called The Life of Adam and Eve, especially if y'all are a relationship or a couple. So I suggest you read that with your wife, sir, the book Life of Adam and Eve. It is a powerful story about how Adam and Eve had to fight this devil, and it was tricks in the world, and they had to come together. Anyway, it's a good story. So in the third chapter, the serpent, right, he was tricky, you know what I mean? He went up and started talking to the woman. Now, you got to think about it. If Adam and Eve are born, right, they babies for real. And you know, you can talk a baby into anything, right? But this snake is so, I don't know, he's so soft, he don't even talk to the oldest baby. He talked to the youngest baby about a rule that the oldest baby was said first to. It was said directly to Adam. He didn't talk to Adam. He talked to Eve. First of all, that's a chuck move right there at the beginning. So I don't know what entity would want to talk to a baby and ask tricky questions to a baby, right? But even though we may be babies, the rules was that he said don't eat a certain tree. But then he also said in the second chapter that there will be another tree in the middle of the garden. So the enemy was asking her a trick question at the beginning. And Adam was standing right there. So and now we got all these fighting and wars and arguments between relationships. Oh, we blaming the man. And the man want to blame the woman. Because see, right after that, what did Adam do? He blamed the woman. Now, okay, yeah, okay, Adam. All right, sir, man. Yes, Eve did make mistakes. She did, right. But number one, she was a baby. Number two, she was your baby. That's your baby you're supposed to protect. That's number one. You see a big old snake walking up to you and her singing and talking. You know, okay, why is he talking to her, first of all? And didn't you name all the animals? Don't you know this snake? You know him by name. You know what I'm saying? Y'all played in the same playground before. You think Adam didn't play with the bears and the dogs? Remember, they talked. The books say they talked together. They was communicating. He was getting more like kids. We watch a cartoon. Good morning, bear. Good morning, Adam. That happened according to what you read and what you believe. These kids' stories ain't that far-fetched. You really been reading the Bible. Not knowing you're reading the Bible. Anyway, skip it down because I'm just trying to catch up, sir, with just 15 minutes here. Skipping down, the woman said unto the serpent, she did her best to G-check this serpent, ask her questions about what you could and couldn't do.
But as we see in the second chapter, what the rules was, he gonna set a tree of life in the middle of the garden, and he gonna set a tree of knowledge of good and evil in the middle of the garden. But then the snake was tricky by saying to her, here it is. She started telling him verse 3 about the fruit. And she said something about, neither shall you touch it in case you die. He never said that. He said, don't eat of a certain tree in the middle of the garden, which was the tree of life, of knowledge of good and evil. But he said, eat of every other tree. So now, if there was another tree in the middle of the garden that they had the ability to eat, but it wasn't but one tree they could not eat, which was a tree of knowledge and good and evil, right? There was another tree in the middle of the garden that it seemed like maybe whatever was inside that snake didn't want them to eat. Because he said it was a tree of life in the garden. The Father gave him a command to eat of every tree in the garden except for one. And the one that he told him not to do, the devil trick us into, and now we're in the situation. Let's keep on going. It was in verse 7, then both of their eyes was open. Then they started learning how to sow. Then the Father gave him, look, it's another thing. I didn't know Adam and Eve. They keep talking about Adam and Eve naked. Adam and Eve had dope leather suits on. The Father didn't let Adam and Eve walk around here naked. They had clothes on since the beginning. Yeah, you ever see one of those pictures, Pastor, where Eve and Adam is butt naked and they got a fruit from a snake? And you ever see those type of images before, sir?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Not at all.
Sir,
can you hear me?
I can hear you now. You ever see one of those images on on one of your newscastings, one of your websites, where Adam and Eve are naked, kind of? They're white people. There's a snake. There's an apple. You ever see that depiction before?
The only depiction that I've seen of them naked is with a fig leaf around it. That's it.
Right. But when we read that book, we saw that it wasn't that. It was really a situation where they had, you know, leather garments on. And there's another part in the book, another nugget in the book, where it says that those garments was handed down to a certain son of Ham named Nimrod. He used them to become powerful. But that's another part, you know, one of the other parts of the book. We're coming up on our time here soon, sir. If we could, after our break, we'll get the reading again, going back into the fourth chapter. In the fourth chapter, I don't know if I covered it or not, but talked about Cain and how Cain failed and Cain and Abel's situation, which is a really, really largely known story. But it goes into the families of Lamech and Enoch, and it just gives us a good backdrop to how Adam and Eve's children came about, to how Adam and Seth. And that's the end of the end of the third chapter, going into the fourth chapter. So, sir, if you can get ready, is there anything that you want to add to or whatever you may have seen inside of that place where we were going? And maybe you could, you know, drop one before I break here, sir?
There was, let me see, I think it was one that I did bring up. I think it was in chapter 3, verse 15. And, yeah, I think it was verse 15 and 16. You remember when I was telling you last week, we was talking about that, and I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed, and shall bruise her head and you shall bruise his heel. To the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception and pain. You shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. You know, that one right there, that one right there, because that's a serious nugget, especially when your husband shall rule over you. You know what I'm saying? That was not taken very well.
Right. And in this world, it's fulfilling a scripture that says, and the woman shall compasseth you, which, remember, that compasseth is just a plural, means surrounds, compasses you. Surrounds everything you do, and a woman will be in control, and she shall rule over you. But that's the point of little girls wanting a marriage. Why? Because her desire shall be toward her husband. So every little girl want a what? A Ken doll and a cow and a house, and they want a playhouse. They want to be mommy. Why do you automatically have this? Because it's the word that's in you. And another nugget, like you're saying, number one, a woman has an egg, a man has a seed. This scripture is saying that this woman gonna have a seed, even though women, we know, don't have no seed. They got eggs.
Amen.
So it's talking about the birth. of the King
Amen.
Of Heaven who will come to this earth. But we'll go ahead and go to our break. We love y'all, man. Stick with us as we keep going. Go ahead, sir. Take us out if you can, sir.
Amen. Stand by. We'll be right back. Does it make sense? Right here on YET Radio.
Man, it sound like some straight superhero music, don't it? Sound like somebody about to swoop down out the sky. But I hate the day.
Down out the sky, man. That'll be some good
news,
right?
He came rising up. That's what it sound like, though. About his father's base. He was an urban missionary. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. Once upon a time I was posted on the block with a 40 on my hip and a pocket full of rocks. Out there acting bad, steady ducking, dodging cops. Seen a whole bunch of people, so I pulled over, stopped. It's some church folks, I would say to my surprise. Then this preacher came to me, asked what else I do but grind. I stood there for a minute and I took a little time. I told him I'm a rapper, so he asked me for some rhyme. When I finished rapping, he just stood there with a smirk. Then he asked me, could he take me to some rappers from his church. He took me to this dude that looked just like me, with some Tim's on his feet and a fresh white tee. When that boy spit, I seen it fire in his eyes. And he told me for my sin was the reason Jesus died. I told him that was dope, and I asked him what's his name. He reached and shook my hand, and he told me it was plain. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel, and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel when he bring it to the hood.
I know this dude that live off in the worst part of the city, where bangers get bust and them boys live gritty. Right outside his crib, they be posted selling dope. But he moved there because he know the gospel brings hope. He take them in his crib, bring them right up off the streets. Give them food for their belly and some books they can read. I'm glad he moved in because he's so into a need. If it weren't for dudes like him, I'd be still smoking weed. Out there on the block, trying to come up for some G's. Probably be up in my grave, make a rest or I pee. Glad he took us in his crib and let us meet his wife. I was already saved, but that day changed my life. He said and told us stories how that drama got real. How they shot up in his crib, wife almost got killed. Man, I sat there listening to him with tears in my eyes. Every word that he spoke lit a fire deep inside. Hey, you ever take a trip to the west side of the shot? Go and look that boy up, and his name Brian Dye. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood.
There's a dude on the corner that's out there smoking weed. They need to hear the truth because the truth is set him free. There's a baby in the building that don't got no food because a mama on the block trying to get it from them dudes. Ain't nothing wrong with you going overseas, but there's people on your same street need to be free. If you want to do a mission, you ain't got to look far because some people need to hear the truth in your backyard. On the bus stop, girls at the beauty shop, dudes at the barber shop, the people at the car wash, the dudes sitting next to you at the coffee shop. We supposed to hit the hood until it look like God's block. Until we die, we some urban missionaries. Until we underground and in the cemetery, it's time to go to war. Ain't no time to be scared. They need the living water that's flowing out your belly. We an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood.
listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
We back, sir. We back. We back. Yeah. So we was reading and we was getting into it, and that was good. Thank y'all for coming again and coming to listen. So, sir, can I please tell you that I appreciate all the music selections that you choose. I didn't know I was an urban missionary until you put on a fantastic track. I mean, I'm going to need the whole playlist. You know, I thought we was friends, and because we was friends, you would have sent that to me already, but I see that we are all growing together, sir. But I'm going to need that, because I ain't never heard it, but it was jamming the whole way through, and I like what you do. Anyway, Genesis, the fourth chapter, and the first verse, right? We're going to try to read, we're going to switch it up. We were just going to read, and then explain, but nah, man, we're going to try to explain the read, sir. We'll try to flow with it, so we can get a grasp of hearing it and then understanding it right behind each other. Hear it, understand it, so we can be together with it. Anyway, we're in Genesis 4:1, sir. If you ever want to read, let me know. It's cool. I want one of my homies, man, one of my bros. We learned the word of the Most High with it back in a little spot in Savannah. And I really want to get to getting different readers on. Because, you know, we want younger people, we want older people, we want anybody who this makes sense to. If it makes sense to you what we saying, what we found, what we read, and what we see, if it makes sense to you, then shoot, follow the thing that makes sense to you. So, you know, we don't want you to think this ain't no church meeting, this ain't no, we just so happen to be found that the world is all connected to this book. And this book puts you inside of something called a church or a body or a group. It's words that mean a lot of you who believe a certain way. Now, you know, if you disagree with that, well, then you're going to have to, you know, preach it in the book. Now, you have to show me where this is inconsistent here. Because if it don't make no sense, then I ain't going to do it, sir. If that don't make sense, then, you know, it's like I ask the person a question. So I say, well, this. Does that make sense? And then they gotta reflect in their mind, well, was this what this person just said to me logical or not? Or like my son say, or nah. I'd be like, son, why you got me around here saying nah? N-A-H. What is it, child? Why are you controlling me? But I love him, so hey, you know, I'd be like, or not. Like it or nah. But anyway, we're in Genesis 4, the first verse. We're gonna read and explain as best we can. I'm ready to go. You ready to go, sir? Pastor Rod, you ready to go?
Amen, sir. Yes, sir. Ready to go. Let's go.
I just 4:1. And Adam knew Eve, knew. When you see knew in the Bible, that means they made love. They made a baby. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain. Bare means birth, right? Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from Yahweh, or Yah. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was the keeper of sheep. So he was a person. What's a keeper of sheep? What's the name of that? A farmer, basically, right? But Cain was a tiller of the ground. Well, he was a different farmer. That's the same kind of farmer, though, isn't it, sir? If I control sheep and another dude plants vegetables, are both of them considered a farmer?
Yes, sir.
So they farmers. Okay, so their family was farmers. That's cool. And it came in the process.
Right.
It came to pass that Cain brought the fruit of the ground, an offering unto Yahweh or Yah, and Abel, he also brought the first things of his flock and the fat thereof. And Yah had respect unto Abel and his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth. Wroth means angry. Cain was mad. You ain't want to take my offer. He had the wrong attitude going in, but that's a whole nother story, y'all. And Cain was very angry with his countenance, and his countenance fell. What is countenance? I'm sitting in church like, countenance? I ain't even counting no sins. What you talking about countenance? Huh? Can I raise my hand and ask questions? Be quiet, boy. Oh, well, I'm going to go through life never knowing what countenance is, because I ain't really have ability to ask no questions. But we learned today. Why? In verse 6, right? Oh, wait, verse 5. But to Cain and to his offering, he had no respect. And Cain was very angry, and his face fell. And Yah said unto Cain, why are thou you, why are you angry? And why is your face fallen? If you do well, shall you not be accepted? And if you don't do well, sin lies at the door, and unto you shall be his desire, and unto you, and you shall rule over him. Ding, ding, this is a nugget. This is a nugget. Who is the Father talking? What is the Most High saying to Cain right here? Let me tell it again. So, if you do well, shall you not be accepted? Is a question. And if you do not well, sin lies at the door, and unto you shall be his desire, and you shall rule over him. Whose desire is he talking about? And unto you shall be his desire. So I found in another book that in the life of Adam and Eve, matter of fact, if y'all want to get a chance to look at that, the life of Adam and Eve said the devil was already on the earth. He kept aggravating Adam and Eve the whole time. Then when they had babies, the devil was aggravating Cain, but Abel stayed close to Adam and Eve. And they followed the ways of the Most High. He sacrificed with them, and this is why his offering wasn't accepted. And this is why he said he want you, Cain. The devil want you, Cain. The devil wants you when you're not doing what the Father. This book is about. It's this book, right? Verse 8. And Cain talked with his brother Abel, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. There's another part of that too in this. They're talking about how they had sisters, and one was more beautiful than the other. And the devil used jealousy of a woman to trick Cain. And Yah said unto Cain, where is Abel, your brother? And he said, I don't know, but I know not. You know, in the old English, sir, I know not. I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries unto me from the ground. Now you are cursed from the earth. Now are you cursed from the earth, which has opened her mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. You know, that's something like a parent, sir. We be asking our kids questions we already know the answer to. Now, Johnny, did you eat these cookies
right
on that table? Johnny, tell me the truth. Did you eat these cookies on the table? Now, he was watching the whole time around the corner giggling. Now he left the cookies for us because the cattle upon a thousand hills, everything's ours anyway. But he asked us questions we already know the answer to. See how your daddy like your daddy, but how you can relate to him as your father? Because he's your daddy. You just don't understand that he can see far away from there, from where you are, that your life can be a good road and a good passageway, or it can be a negative one. And he see it. He want to tell you he's the right one. If that makes sense. All right, so here you go. Verse 11, right? And now are you cursed from the earth, which has opened her mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. 12, when you till... we got about two more minutes. Thank you. I'm glad. Sorry. And when you till the ground, it shall not henceforth, it shall not from here on yield you her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shall you be in the earth. Cain was a homeless man walking around place to place to place to place. That's what Cain looks like. And Cain, verse 13 said, and Cain said unto Yah, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you have driven me out this day from the face of the earth, because he's what? A farmer. And from your face shall I hide, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that finds me shall kill me. All right, sir, it's about 6:29. I think we're right at the moment right there. We'll stop at verse 14. I hope it's making sense to everybody what we read. You understand the story, the plot, how it twists and taking. And we're going to take us a little break, here on the radio show called Doesn't Make Sense. And we hope it makes sense to you. You go ahead right out there whenever that ticket say go. And, continue your DJ mastery, sir. Thank you very much.
Amen. Does it make sense? Breaking Chains on YAT Radio.
Been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Yeah. Yeah.
I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now.
Yeah.
I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Ain't no shackles on me down,
you know,
no.
You know,
no. Ain't no shackles on me now,
you know,
no. Down, no,
no,
not even no devil slowing me down.
You're not,
no, me, no, no, no. Oh, cause man, I worship a mountain mover.
Oh,
Eater may be a valley walker.
Oh,
man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory, but he done taught me.
Oh,
ain't no shackles slowing me down,
you
know, no,
me, you
know,
no,
ain't no shackles slowing me down. Wake up and I put my armor on. I do that by coming boldly before the throne. It's mandatory, my deepest is God alone. I feel the spirit, it's like fire in my bones. Don't get me wrong, I go to church a lot, but that ain't the reason for my relationship with God. It's just he brought me through a lot. When that come to priority, see on top. And I worship like I'm gone mad. Give it all like the last stand. Threw my past in a trash can. Ain't got nothing to hide like an hourglass. Keep it holding like I'm supposed to. Down for Jesus like a foe fool. God is good to me like soul food. And that's why I love him so I tell him ain't no shackles on me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles on me now, no. If you're free, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see. Cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. I'm radical, can't help that I'm teed up. Been a bounce bad like a re-up. And I'm going hard in the pain. And I represent this thing like a crypt and seize up. Light of the world, people need us. Yeah, it's in the scripture, people need us. But the thing is, when they see us, they don't really see us. They looking at Jesus. And he said that if I be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. So I looked at my cross and now I'll pick it up. And I'ma follow him all the way to the end with a grin. Cause I know in the end that I win and I'm in. Cause he saved me from sin and he's seated on the right hand. I lifted up and he's living in me. Can't you tell that I'm free? Ain't no shackles on me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles on me now, no. Holding me down, no,
no,
not even no devil slowing me down,
no, no,
yeah.
Oh,
cause man, I worship a mountain mover.
Oh,
he done made me a valley walker.
Oh,
man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me.
Oh,
ain't no shackles slowing me down, no.
Ain't
no shackles slowing me now.
Yeah,
go. If you're free, put your hands up.
Put up.
Yeah, put your hands up.
Oh.
If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see. Cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. Ain't no shackles on me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles on me now, no.
No.
And it ain't nobody holding me down, no.
No.
Not even no devil on me now. Cause man, I worship a mountain mover.
Oh,
he done made me a valley walker.
Oh,
man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me.
Oh,
man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles on him and down.
No, 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 no.
Ain't no shackles on him and down.
No, no.
To Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
Peace. Peace. Woo! I'm in.
ain't no devil holding me down, y'all. I mean, you know, I didn't know praise and it felt so good. Okay, they have upgraded the worship, okay? They have, sir. And I like it.
Amen.
It was good. You know, music changes, but it's really all the same thing. But, you know, I really like the flavor of how them boys do their thing. It's pretty dope. So, we back. Genesis 4, 1. I think we'll stop somewhere about 15. Let's keep her going here. And we also do have a guest on. My friend, I like him. He like me. It's weird like that. It's just love. I don't know what it was. But we thank the Lord for it. You know what I'm saying? Love is good. Sometimes, you know, a friend is closer than your family sometimes. So anytime you get somebody in your life that show you by action that they want good for you, then you might want to be good to them. Because that could be a friend. When you're in a jam, you can call on. You know what I'm saying? You never know. So he's on the show. He's on the way. Come on in. I don't know if you're in here yet. I don't know if he's able to come in or not. But, Reverend Gannon, can you hear me, sir? That's right. We got Reverend Gannon with us?
Yes, he's there.
I can hear you.
Okay, how you doing, sir?
Blessing, highly favored. Blessing, highly favored. What did I miss, man? I'm just not coming in here.
Nah, it's just we had a little recap. Went back through. You know, Father made 7 days. He made sun, moon in the middle. Just a good recapping on how we how we got to be where we are today. Well, how things changed from you know what is read to what we see in everything. But it's okay. You know, at least now we see. You know, at least what this section of it is saying, and then we, you know, portray that to the life we live in to see what makes sense. You know, one way is one way is another way. You know, and we don't want to walk, there's two ways to walk in life. You can walk in a good path, or you can walk in a bad path, and you really are taught that through your ancestry, right? And sometimes your ancestors put it down in a book, and they got proof of this type of thing being prosperous, so you follow it. You got a prosperous life to follow, or you can do the opposite of all that, just because you just don't want to, and go another way and have an unprosperous life. But we want you to have a prosperous life. So we here asking the question, sir, does it make sense? Read, stop that verse 15 in Genesis, the fourth chapter. He was talking about Cain. We got all the way up to Cain. And how basically he made his mistakes. He was giving bad offerings. You know, he was doing, he was trying to do a work for the Father, I guess it was. But, you know, he ain't put his whole heart in it. It was this his, was his desire. Something was desiring Cain. Now, you know, if we go through a character list in the movie of the game we just met, of the story we just read, you got this dude named Hal, you got birds, you got fish. You got beasts on the ground, you know, you got all this other stuff. But then you got Adam and Eve, who didn't have some kids, right? Then these kids came. One of the kids ain't do right, but something was his desire. Something was desiring Cain. But he had told Cain that thing that desired you, you control it. Some people on the earth, you know, I hear certain or religious organizations, certain religious people, they say, oh, the devil done this. Woo! And I was trying to do this, and the devil did that. Well, the book from the very beginning say the son of Adam and Eve, because he told Adam in the earlier chapter, that everything is in your power, even the devil, or even the his, or even the whatever that entity was that the father was talking to about Cain. Now, I found in other parts, in other books, y'all, one called Life, Adam, and Eve, so I know we spoke about it before. You know something about that book, Life, Adam, and Eve? That's the rock.
Amen.
Okay, so, yeah, in that book, too, they tell you, get you a little more backdrop. So we're going to get back into reading. So I don't know if you feel like reading today, but I really like, you know how we be in church sometimes, and I guess like a Bible study. When one is reading, it's like, y'all, church ain't all bad, okay? Let me say that. Church has created what we call church. First of all, church is the conqueror of racism all over the world. because through the power of the church and a man named Martin Luther King, he changed the whole nation. He got his name in every state in America, and he used that through the church. So there's such a good things about the church, man. It's a bad one. We ain't here to, you know, pick on the church or whatever. We just ask the question. Hey, this thing we read right here, do it make sense? If it makes sense, apply it to your life. We ain't judging nobody. We just reading what is here. Now, you know, one day the day starts in the middle of the night. One day the day starts in the evening. Now, you choose what to choose, but I'm going to go ahead and stay here. But anyway, we in Genesis 4:15. And it goes, if you want to read from me, sir, let me know. Because, you know, when like in church, when you read and somebody else is reading, you're able to say, stop here, and then this. You're able to expound almost, because energies are bouncing, and one has an ability to, you know, do a certain job, and the other has an ability to do a certain job. So, you know, we want to put multiple readers on the show. There's other brothers and sisters that might want to come on and read for us, because, you know, they say things clear. You know, it's all about how we can ask the question, do it make sense in the best way possible. So, we're going to start at 15. I'm going to read some. If you're ready, sir, or if you would like to pass again, just let me know. And then I'll let you take over the read, and we'll still continue to expound on what it is we read. So, 15. And Yah said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth, remember, slayeth, it means it's a death. Therefore, whosoever slays Cain, kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. That's another one I be sitting in service. And somebody saying, God, don't do it. Sevenfold. And I be like, sevenfold? The army taught me a certain kind of fold, but it ain't have a number on it. You know, we just had to bend the corner a certain way and make it nice and tight, but I don't know about no sevenfold. I ain't never had anybody tell me what sevenfold means, but guess what? Today, people, sevenfold means seven times whatever number it is. So if I get the give you a dollar, and it's sevenfold, and I'm going to give you $7. Just in case you didn't know, because I ain't know. I ain't trying to, you know, stop somebody from telling me, but I really didn't know what, you know, six score and 70-fold and hither so yon, man, I'll be lost, man. I'll be lost. And Yah set a mark upon Cain, lest. Lest means in case. Let's read it again. And Yah set a mark upon Cain in case any finding him should kill him. So he gave him a tattoo, and he put it in a place where everybody could see. So he probably, I don't know, if it was some man walking on the earth, you know, and I didn't know what it was, but he looked nasty. He looked like a vagabond. He's been walking all through the place. He looked jacked up. Somebody might kill that old man and throw him down the hill or something. But he put a mark on him, so I'm thinking he put this mark on his face. I'm thinking, I don't know, I don't want to call it a birthmark. I'm thinking more of a tattoo. He done surgery in the first couple chapters, so why the father can't tattoo somebody? I don't know. He did surgery already. You know, that's major. People go to school for a long time to do surgery, sir. He put a man asleep, took a rib out, and made a whole woman. So he probably tattooed her, and I'm thinking it's on his face. Verse 16, and Cain went out from the presence of Yah and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, meaning they had a baby, and she conceived and bare Enoch. And he built a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. Now, let me say to you, there is some people in the world who like to trick you in this understanding of these books, and they don't want to tell you that multiple people in the earth have the same name. And so did it happen in the Bible. So there's two Enochs in the Bible. There's two Lamechs. There's two in the Bible. In the New Testament, there's two Jesus. Wasn't it Jesus? What was the name of Pastor Barnabas? Jesus? What was the other guy named Jesus in the Bible? So it was two. Y'all know what I'm talking about? When the Messiah was being on trial and they was going to crucify him.
The robbers.
And they was like, Barabbas, but his name was Yahshua. Yahshua,
right.
Barabbas. And
mm-hmm.
the other one was Yahshua of Nazareth.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, release to us Yahshua Barnabas. We don't want this other one who ain't do nothing but heal people and had healing in his little deep, or deep is like a fez thing. That, hey, you guys have seen Jewish people walk around with the white ones. On the Bible, they had these blue ones.
at Court of Blue, and so it's healing in its way. So that's all he really did. They wanted to kill him for it. Of course, somebody trying to fight for their position, because the pastor didn't want to lose his job. So, you know, the real truth couldn't come out. We had to keep telling the people this so we can get paid, because they've been getting paid in religious organizations for a very long time and not really allowing the people to really fully understand the book and get themselves into the kingdom. It ain't a man that's going to get you there. It ain't a pastor that's going to walk you. It ain't some, you know, this guy. It's you. It's you asking simple questions like, do this make sense or is this done? Why am I doing this? Okay. Mm. Did he die on Friday? Okay, the book tell me he died for 3 days, three nights. Because this is what challenges your understanding of this book. And now you come tell me he died Friday, rose Sunday. And I asked the eighth grade child, you know, count the days from Friday to Sunday. And now you get not three. When he said three, something ain't going to be right somewhere. And you ain't going to have the ability to stand on what you believe in good, because you never really, it never makes sense to you what you read.
Mm.
Let's keep going. 18, and unto Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begot these names. So wait, before we go any further, y'all, these names is deadlier than a sniper. Y'all ever be in church with that? And you be in there, and they ask you to read, and they come out like verse 18, and unto Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begot Mahujael, or Mahusalathusanael. You be in there fighting, you know, Machina, Hasha, no bad, bad. You be like, what's going on here? If y'all be following the Bible, I got this app. I'm going to give you a trick. I'm going to give you my source to help you out, help you to find every time you find one of these words. It's a free app if you want to do it on your phone called My Sword App. Download it, right? This is how I be looking up big words and be sounding off hard and, oh, he can explain it. Nah, I just use concordance. I just opened the book. And the book, hit it, is called The Strong Concordance Numbers, and they tell you how to say these people's names, okay? And they break it down in phonetic explanation. So if you ever wanted to get these names or you get into the book of numbers, oh, man, we're going to be fighting in the book of numbers, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. And Mekusa, Susa, begot Mahusa, Nanukas, and he begot, and he begot. So it becomes difficult. And it makes you sleepy, because when you don't understand something, immediately the brain, this is human science, you can look this up. When you don't understand something, you get tired. You get sleepy now. And this is why people sleep in church, because they don't know what they're talking about. Who is Mahuzael? And who are these people? And why I can't say their name? It probably make you a little sleepy. But when you get to know it, you get it in your soul, and you keep going, let's keep going. And unto Enoch was born Irad begot Mahujael. Every time you see a J, that's really a Y. The letter J is the newest language in English. It was made in the 1600s. There's really no J. Every time you see a J, it's really a Y. Because remember, my people shall be called after my name. Hallelujah. Yah is the highest name. So what did he name? He do? He named his kids with Yah names in it. Jeremiah. Isaiah. He had a title he liked to use too. And it's the Hebrew title for it. It's called El, or Elohim, E-L, or A-L, however you want to say it. The Muslims don't even know that they follow the same book. To the T, really, they do a really good job of it. They just get stuck on certain details in the second half. But anyway, we'll get them up to speed when we get up there, just seeing if it makes sense. But, yeah, so let's get back to it. And unto Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begot Mahujael, and Mahujael begot Methusael, and Methusael begot Lamech. And Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of the one was Ada, the name of the other was Zillah, and Ada bare Jabal. And he was the father of such as dwelt in tents, and of such as have cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal. Very powerful person is Jubal. Especially when you read in the book of Life of Adam and Eve and say that he was demonically possessed. Uh-oh. This ain't new. Ain't nothing new under the sun. There are people on the earth where you sit and say that have spirits that have entered them. And this boy had a spirit into him, and he taught him all kind of music. Then he taught him how to take grapes and sour them. Then he taught him how to dye clothes, and he made the club. Did you know that the club that they go to on the weekend is in the Bible and been in there since the beginning?
Because it ain't nothing new. The strip club is old. They call it worship the Baal. It's old. But anyway, let's keep reading. And his brother's name was Jubal. Jubal. He was the father of all the such handled the harp and the organ. And Zillah, she also bare Tubal Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal Cain was Naama. We good, sir? Everybody good? We good?
That name Tubal Cain kind of says a lot to a lot of folks out there, I bet you.
Right. And what does that even mean, Tubal Cain? You will be brought of Cain. So this kid has been basically cursed to act like his granddad Cain. That's not cool. Don't name me that. No, I'm doing a name change at 18, the very day. Don't name me Lucifer. Oh, nah, player. No. I don't want that name. Nah, mom. Y'all was tripping that day. I don't know who was in the hospital that day when I was born. But they got the names messed up. Y'all need to cancel that. There's certain names I don't want. I don't want Judas Iscariot as a name. No, I don't want to be Judas. No, I just don't. It just don't fit me well. Don't call me that. And that's another thing, too. It's power in your name, sir. When you are named a certain thing, try to figure out the definition of your name and then look up that word in Hebrew and see what it means. And see if it lines up in your life. Verse 23, and Lamech said unto his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, you wives of Lamech. Listen unto my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding and a young man to my hurt. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. So 70 times 70 and 7 is like 77-fold. But now look, verse 23 is some nuggets in that same book. Look what it says. He said, and Lamech said unto his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, you wives of Lamech. Listen unto my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding and a young man to my hurt. This man named Lamech was blind, and he was walking in the field with his son, with his baby boy. And his baby boy, he was walking with his dad. His dad was blind, bleeding his dad on. But his dad still could shoot. So they had an arrow. So, you know, he's basically him walking with a gun in the field with his son. They doing whatever. So his son sees some animal-like creature running at him and running towards him. He like, what is this thing? And the boy's scared. He's like, granddad, it's an animal coming at us. And his granddad's like, what? Son, which way? He said, 12 o'clock. Because you can still point if you can hear. At your 3 o'clock, your 3 o'clock is to your right, your right eye. Your 6 o'clock is behind you. See, you can still see. Anyway, that's the military stuff. But, hey, you are an army. Anyway, but let's keep going. And if Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son and called his name Seth. For Elohim said she has appointed me another. He has appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. So what are we talking about there? We're talking about how Cain killed Abel, and then the father gave her another son, and that son was named Seth. Right, okay, verses 26, okay. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enoch, and then became men to call upon the name of Yah, or in, if you look that word up, or the Lord, it's H3068, it says Yah, Yahweh, but that's the Hebrew way, but that's the way it is. So we say Yah for short, it's found, there, easy. All right, so that's chapter 4. We went through a short breakup, and we got about 7 more minutes left. I don't know if there's any nuggets in here that we can find that we have already kind of covered in chapter 4. I don't know. Did that make sense to y'all?
Yes, sir.
All right. Pastor Gant, you see any nuggets in there we might not have found?
Yes. The fact that when we look at the bloodline, we're looking at the children of God. We're looking at the children of promise, and when Cain slew Abel, that cut off his bloodline. So we're seeing the bloodline of Cain that is coming forth. But God made the promise to the lineage of Seth, and those that came through Seth's bloodline, they're going to become the children of promise. And we see this thing hooking up right now. All right, but I'll kick it back to y'all.
Yes, sir, and that's absolutely correct. And as we go into that a little more, as we read more of the story, we're going to start to see here how that story, that explanation can come together, and we can see it in the story how what he's saying is going to connect and bind. And this is what I was saying earlier, like, this book is so dynamic that I can prove to you all of the world, with you and your smartphone in your hand, that it's something powerful about understanding what the story is of this, what we're reading. That's why we started with this one, because 3/4 of the whole entire world read this book. So since most of y'all read it, then let's just read it. Because it just seems like we be arguing over, you know, super stuff. Like, oh, I'm a Baptist over here, so we have to baptize and it's this way. Oh, I'm an apostolic. We got to do it the way the apostolic say. This way, oh, I'm a Catholic, and the Catholic Church says that we do it this way. Oh, no, I'm a Muslim, and we do it. Y'all reading the same book. So let us all make sense of what's saying in the book and then grow from there and move forward. And some of us will learn because you've read it and you've done it so many times, or not even that. It's not even that you read the Bible so many times. It's the fact that you read the whole story. When you read the whole story, you know when somebody comes to quote the story that they ain't reading it right. That what they're saying don't make no sense. Why? Because you ain't read the whole story, bro. Like, you get these belief systems in the world, or you get these the Bible is fake and it's a lie and this ain't this and this ain't that. But there are places in the book like the world is astounded that Daniel has prophesied things that was going to happen before they ever happened. You can find this in literature called the Book of Josephus, which is not a Christian book at all. And they provide to you that this dude named Daniel said some stuff, and it came to pass as he said it, and it's been found in this book. So this book is a solid source for us to see what's going on in this world and what things make sense and what things don't make sense. And we're going to use it as a reference and move forward. Unless somebody got a better reference, because this reference is ironclad. I went to Iraq. I was a soldier. That's why I deployed. Can't nobody tell me this reference ain't no good, because I seen Nebuchadnezzar's statue. How are you going to take that from me? How can I fake it? How can I deny a story that I can prove with my physical eyes and hands and experiences? You can go to the River Euphrates. You can go to Ethiopia, which has never been conquered by a European nation and has never lost its language. And they can tell you, a whole different people, that this something about what we read, and it's something that makes sense that even the government's rules and regulations follow this very book. When you kill somebody, they take you to court, they make you swear your hand on a what? What they make you swear on, Pastor Rod?
A Bible, of course.
Right. It must be something about this, right? So
absolutely.
Let's keep going. We got about 2 more minutes. We got about 2 more minutes, y'all, until we go into an overtime. The Most High done blessed us with an overtime, y'all. You know, we had our 4 quarters, and we coming to the end of it. And hopefully so you got another banger lined up, okay? DJ of the year, okay? We like how you do. And just want to throw that out there. Anyway, that's right on the ones, too. But,
yeah.
Yes, sir. But we're going to get into that in just a minute. We got about 2 more minutes left before we take us a little song break. After that, I guess we can just go ahead and chew into a little bit more then, sir. In fact, we got 15 minutes left, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. All right, cool. And again, I'm your brother, Prince Yashir, man. You can follow me. I'm a radical. Just accept it. I love you. And if I hurt you, forgive me, because you may see my face soon. So if you see it, hey, great, man, just know I love you, man. And we can ask some questions. We want to encourage you to call in. You might have a question about what we read. You need some understanding. But we're going to go through and take our time and answer the questions the best as possible. I got 2 mighty kings on the line with me right now. The book in Jeremiah said a battle axe is on the line with me. And we hope that you all can get some understanding. If you want some, call in. We got you. So I'm ready for you. If you ready for me, we go ahead and hit it. Keep on rolling, man. It's about to get break time, sir.
Amen. I know what. Can you give the people that app that you was talking about? That's on their
yes,
phones.
Sir.
Can you give that app again for them?
Yes, sir. It's called My Sword. Like, you got a sword, I got a sword, but this is My Sword. Right?
Okay.
On Android. It's on Android and it's on iPhone. You can get it. Download it. It's free.
And then boom, you can hit every word, and just like you can read the whole Bible in Hebrew, from English to Hebrew, just by hitting the link. That's what I was doing. That's how I really get to understand this stuff like that. When you read it in the original language, it gives you more power. Go ahead, sir.
Amen. Amen. You listen to Breaking Chains. Does it make sense on YAT Radio?
You know what the Bible say, right? Bible say, right? Yeah, yeah. It say that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And right now I feel stronger than ever. Yeah.
I got his joy in my heart. Like a pot boiling, running over. He delivered me at the top. Now my belly full of living water. I can't help but let my light shine. All my people, we got like minds. Can't be smiling all the time, cause ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Nobody.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Jump full in the sunny zone.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Cup full in the sunny zone.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Jump full in the sunny zone.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil. Joyful and it's running over. Cup full and it's running over. Foot on the neck of my opponent. Slay master, yeah, he used to own me. Out of a lion, I was made for this. We gon' make it, call me Jada Kid. I'm a soldier, all the way with this. May cost me my life, I can't play with this. Bible junkie, feed my face with this. And every service, fill my plate with this. And I'm subject to the Holy Spirit on another level, fly away with this. Heaven bound, gotta make the list. My name on the roll, I can't hit and miss. Y'all looking like y'all need real joy. All you churchgoers need to get with this. My aim is to be a giant in the kingdom. That's why every good lies, I gotta beat them. Every wolf in sheep clothing, I gotta see them. Ain't just trying to be like Christ, I'm trying to be them. Be them, be them. I don't know about you, but I'm trying to see them. It's in me like Gatorade. Care for what I do and say from the AM all the way to the PM. PM, PM, all day. I gotta worship him all day. I gotta report to him all day. That's why I ain't worried about what y'all say. No way. Hey, I'm go like a green light. And I got faith in a chokehold. Throwing big blows in a mean fight. But I ain't mad though, cause I got new life. I got a show in my heart, yeah. Like a pot full and running over. He delivered me at the dark, yeah. Now my belly full of living water. I can't help but let my light shine. All my people, we got like minds. Kept me smiling all the time. Cause ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Nobody, nobody, nobody.
Ain't man with nobody but the devil.
Jump
full
in the sunny zone.
Ain't man with nobody but the devil.
Nobody, nobody, nobody.
Ain't man with nobody but the devil.
Nobody, nobody, nobody.
Ain't mad at nobody but the devil. How the pot gon' be mad at the cutter? Tried to take me up, but God would love him. He tried to trick me, but he ain't that clever. All but took me to another level. Show me who he made me to be in the mirror. Now I'm looking for the man in the mirror. Second Sam when I'm on the stage. Doing shows, getting soul saved. Celebrating like we at a parade. I'm blowing up like they throw the grenade. No Gatorade, but he quenched my thirst. Need a living water, so I put him first. The gift of gab, watch our body divert. The gift of gab, watch our body divert. Yeah, body the first. No rumors, smiling all the time. So my gold shining like all the time. I'm thanking God for this life of mine.
I'm thanking God for this life of mine.
Could have been locked up a long time. Now it's biblical rhyme, line for line. He moving mountains, I ain't gotta climb. God cold Simon said the game mine. Up just a waste of time. I don't waste time when I'm on a mission. Thumbing through the scripture, seeking ammunition. Word locked and loaded in my heart to get it. Paint perfect pictures so my lyrics vivid. I dip and dab in the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Flesh weak, but the spirit willing. I got a show in my heart, like a pot full of running over. He delivered me at the dark. Now my belly full of living water. I can't help but let my light shine. All my people, we got like minds. Can't be smiling all the time, cause ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Nobody, nobody, nobody.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Jump full in the running door.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
Cup full in the running door.
Ain't mad with nobody but the devil.
To Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
Ain't nobody. Oh, hey, we back. Okay, so I was in the place. I was in the space. Okay. I was in the space. But we back.
We back, y'all. What's going on? Praise and praise and praise. It's your brother again, Prince Yasher, Pastor Rod, and the man, Moray Reverend Gant. Praise him to y'all. We are in Genesis, the fifth chapter, y'all. We going in. We had a DJ press play on that little music for us. Because, you know, music is powerful, y'all. I'm trying to tell you, especially when we get to another segment of this book, man. It's an old place to say music is like magic, really. Music is like a magic, man. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel sad. So we're going to get that going, but let's get to Genesis, the fifth chapter. This is called The Descendants of Adam. It starts to go down and break down the children of Adam. Another man named Enoch, another man named Noah. A different set, of course, because there's more than one David in the world. And mankind's been naming, you know, kids after other people for a very long time. So let's get into it. You got that track for me, DJ? I'm talking about dope.
Which one you got, sir? Family?
You give me that intro, the instrumental one time. Genesis 5:1. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that Elohim created man, in the likeness of Elohim made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years. Whew, that would have been awesome. And begot a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. In the days of Adam, after he begot Seth, were 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters, and all the days of Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And that's one of those nuggets. That's a nugget there. Why is that a nugget? Well, because the creator in heaven is different. Our time ain't his time. Your time don't work like his time. You thought it did, but nah. Y'all be trying to tell people that he's not happy with everybody. You know, it was just the other day that y'all killed the sun. To him, it's just the other day. See, he
made
the world and the world and the world and the world. But to him, it was the other day. In 2 days, 2,000 years, 2 days ago, killed his son. See?
That's right.
So these devils is really scared. That's what I tell you. The time frame we in is a good one. It's bad, but guess what? Soon these little devils and stuff, they time's gonna be up. Cause he's
about
still angry about that. He's sitting on the throne, steaming. The script say he standing, look, waiting for the Father to give him the command to come down and step on the enemy head. Let's go back to that. Some nuggets. Go back to them nuggets. And her seed, which a woman don't have a seed, but she's going to be born. There's going to be a woman who's going to create, who's going to have a seed inside her, and her seed going to create something going to happen. He's going to bruise the head of a what? Of a serpent who lied to her and tricked her into eating the fruit of knowledge of good and evil when they were supposed to eat the tree. Adam and Eve, y'all could have ate the fruit that we never died. Man, come on, man. Can y'all imagine not dying in this life? I would be a doctor, a dentist, a president 3 times. If I never died, I would find a way to be the president. If I never died, I'd find a way to be a president. I force everybody in the biblical ruling, which is they halfway there anyway. I'd have no war nowhere. It'd be parties. We'd have feast days. Half of the work year be cut out. We just party. Because that's what the book says. Did you know that, sir? It's less feast in the Bible than it is holidays in the year. Did you know that?
That's right. It is. It is.
So that means we have more time without all of them other people in our business. Technically, I won't even have to show up and work that much if I just follow the rules in the book. Okay, well, we ain't going to do Christmas, New Year's Eve, Father's Day, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day. I ain't got to buy you nothing. We already on vacation, baby. We good. But, okay, I love you extra just because today is Valentine. How about we just throw that in the trash? And we just use, I don't know, this feast and farm. Because we farm, we sold it. Because we sold it, we always on vacation. So anyway, there's a way to live. And I'm telling you that what I've found, what I'm reading here, what we're getting into, it helped me to understand that it'll better everything in your life once you start to see and look for things that make sense to you in your life and then apply those things that make sense. It's like a system almost. All right, Genesis chapter 5, verse says, let's see, I think we were at Adam living, right? Yep, and Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth.
In the days of Adam, after he had begotten Seth for 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters. Okay, so Adam and Eve had more than just Adam and they had more than Cain and Abel. They had a whole bunch of sons and daughters. Okay, and all the days of Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived in 105 years and begot sons, begot Enos, excuse me. And Seth lived after he begot Enos 807 years and begot sons and daughters. I hope this makes sense. And all the days of Seth were 912 years and he died. Man, that would have been a time. 900 years. Man, what could you do in 900 years? You could be a house builder, a dentist, a nurse, a daredevil, a pool shark. You know, back when I was 714, I was a pool shark over there on the south side. I just wanted to play pool all day. You know, I ain't want to do nothing. I ain't want to fish. I just wanted to play pool. You have the time to do that. Then they're going to go on and mess up the sin. Now we ain't got but 120 years. I can get musician out of that life. I could get, you know, about 10 other things. But, I mean, 900 would have gave me a lot more. That's all I'm saying. This is stuff I be thinking about, you know, understanding the story. And all of those, you know, for 905 years, and he died. And Canaan lived 70 years and begot, they go on the name, Mahalalel. And what does that big old name mean? Ma, you break it down phonetically. M-A-H, Ma, then space, H-A-L, Hal, space, A-L, and then space, L, like A-L-E. When you say an L, it's like ginger L, right? So, Mahalalel, which means praise unto El. So Mahala means praise, and El. So we're saying Mahalalel or Mahalalel. So Maha means praise. Like Shabbat also means praise, right? There are different words in the Hebrew language. That's all this is anyway. It's just compound words of the Hebrew language, guys. That's how Hebrew works. Like it'll choose the word bitter, right, and Elohim. So you say, if you want to say bitter or bitter Elohim or bitterness of Elohim, you'll say, what's that word? I just had the word bitterness. This is a, what's the word? It's Myra. I'm going to get it for y'all anyway. But the point I'm trying to tell you is these languages is built up of compound words. So you can start to get a good, deep understanding of things even by knowing these people's names. Because that name will then shape the life of these people. Verse 13, and Canaan lived after he begot Mahalalel 840 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years and begot Jared. Jared's a powerful guy, too, in that other book. And Mahalalel lived after he begot Jared 830 years and got sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 162 years, so 162 years. And he begot Enoch. Uh-oh. Now, there were two Enochs. This Enoch. Excuse me, y'all. This Enoch here is powerful. This Enoch, we'll get to it. It's a great story about him. He even got his own book. Y'all might want to catch that. It's that talking about time and seasons. And it's just a really good. Enoch is a bad Joe DeMoto. Y'all should look into it. I see that for you. And verse 20, and all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with Elohim after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with Elohim, and he was not, for Elohim took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begot Lamech. Methuselah lived after he begot Lamech 782 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And that's what they be talking about. He was old as Methuselah. So Methuselah's the oldest man that lived at that long time. He outlived Adam. It must mean he was doing stuff good. You outlived Adam. You was one with the Father. You and the Father, y'all played faith together. I don't know how you got that much life, but, you know, he was a blessing, man. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years and he died. And Lamech lived 182 years and he begot a son and called his name Noah, saying, this same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which Yah had cursed. And Lamech lived after he begot Noah 595 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years and he died. And Noah was 500 years old. And Noah begot Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And oh boy,
are those men powerful, man? Oh, boy, are we going to get into some good knowledge. We have come up to the end of our show, y'all. But I'm telling you, as the time goes on, we're going to get a such a powerful time and understanding of this book. I hope that the things that we read and said today made sense to you. I hope that it touches your heart, your mind, your soul, that it may change the way you do things if it makes sense. If it makes sense, do something smart, do something smart. We pray, Father, bless you. And prayer is also found in 1 Kings 8 chapter. You face toward peace, you raise your hands out wide, and you bless them for what it says in Matthew the 6th chapter. We love you. We thank you. On behalf of Pastor Rod and Reverend Gant, we love you. And we pray that this made sense to you. And we pray that you continue to come with us and see us next week as we get into Genesis chapter 6. We love you. We thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Rod.
Amen, sir. God bless you. God bless you. Love you, sir.
Love you, too. Love you, Reverend Gant. Continue to be strong out there, sir.
Amen. Yeah, amen. He says his love.
All right. Love y'all. Peace.
All right.
And Shabbat Shalom.
Peace.
My people, I love you. We're a family. Yeah, you and me, hey. We'll make through it all. No matter what the cost, we're a family. Yeah, you and me, hey. We'll make it through the pain, the rain, and all the trouble by ourselves. We're dying,
we're dying.
They are lying, hey. We're being shot and haunted. Why you hating me? I'm just trying to be,
I'm just trying to be.
Great as I can be,
great as I can be.
Grow with one another, living happily,
living happily.
But you hurting me,
yeah.
Why not work for peace?
Why not work for peace?
Lying from Zion. Yeah. And you're a queen. We'll make it through it all. No matter what the cost, we're family. Yeah, you and me, yeah. We'll make it through the pain and rain and all the suffering by ourselves. Oh, 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 oh. My people, I love you.
I love you. Oh, oh.
Why we hurting?
Why we hurting?
Not yet loving.
Not yet loving.
Not yet willing.
Why
to love through all? Oh. Can you feel the grace?
Can
family?
You feel the grace?
To breathe
family.
Another day.
Breathe
and
another
week.
Day.
Take for granted that y'all gave us all new life. But we need to learn to love each other.
Humanity.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful place
for kids to run. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make it through it all. No matter what the cost, we're family. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make it through the pain and rain and all the trouble by ourselves.
People, I love you.
My people, I love. I love you, my people. I love you,
my people.
I feel you, pain, people. I feel you, pain, people. We're family.
I love you.
Can you feel it all?
I love you.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.